بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to a new episode of عمدة الأحكام. We finished up till now 42 حديثs, الحمد لله, and we have حديث number 43. And who would give us the honor of reading it? Muhammad Aman.
Narrated Aisha radhiyallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I used to take a bath from a single pot while we were junub, in a state of major sexual defilement. During the menses, he used to order me to put on an izar, dress worn below the waist, and used to fondle me. While in itikaf, seclusion in the masjid, he used to bring his head near me and I would wash it while I was in my periods. Menses, Bukhari.
This hadith, Mother Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, is disclosing three of the etiquettes that we would not have learned other than the ways of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ. Because definitely Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, none of them knew what was happening indoors. So what are these etiquettes? One, we spoke about this before, and that is that the Prophet ﷺ used to perform ghusl with Mother Aisha from the same container. And this teaches us a number of lessons. One, the intimacy between the spouses and the love shared between them. Two, that taking water from the same vessel would not make it impure, as some people think. Men may think that if a woman, not in her purity, puts her hand in the vessel, the water would be rendered as najis. Well, the doing of the Prophet ﷺ and his wife meant that this is the wrong conviction. This is the wrong idea. Thirdly, that no one can look at your private parts, no one can look at your awrah, except your wife, and vice versa. And this we learn from this hadith, and we learn how wrong it is to say that it is not permissible for them to look at each other. They narrate a hadith which is weak, that Aisha said, by Allah, he did not look at me and I did not look at him. But this hadith is not authentic. And a lot of the scholars use this to say that, no, they should be modest, they should cover themselves. Akhi, if I cover myself from my wife, and if she covers herself from me, do you encourage me to go and look somewhere else? This is my halal, this is my wife, and it is permissible for me to look at her as it is permissible for her to look at me. The second thing is that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, while in her menses, would not seclude her, would not make her stay away from him. On the contrary, the Prophet is teaching us that if a woman is in her menses, though intercourse is not permissible, as mentioned in the Quran, until she is pure and she showers or she takes a ghusl, however, it is permissible for the husband to fondle with his wife and to enjoy one another without having intercourse. And that is why he used to cover the area, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to instruct her to wear an izar, which is a garment that is worn from the waist down. So covering the restricted area, and other than that, the sky is the limit. And this is an etiquette that the Jews were not used to. When the Prophet came to Medina, everything that the Jews used to do, the Prophet ﷺ did not follow them, because they used to get the women in their menses out of the house. They would not sit with them. They would not sleep with them. They would not eat with them. They used to consider them to be filth and najis, to be kept away. Islam came and said, no, 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 no. This is not acceptable at all. First of all, the menses is something decreed by Allah. It's not the woman's fault. Second of all, what you're not permitted to do is intercourse. And that is why some of the companions went to the Prophet when they saw that he goes against the Jews in everything. So they said, "Oh, Prophet of Allah, the Jews don't have intercourse with their women while in the menses. Shall we do?" And the Prophet ﷺ was outraged. He said, "No, this is forbidden," which means that this is a divine instruction. It's not from the Prophet. He just wants to go against the way of the Jews. No, because the way of the Jews was wrong. And the normal way is a woman in her menses needs compassion, needs love, needs care, needs to know that her husband is not using her only when she's pure. No, he has to embrace her, he has to fondle with her, to show her the love he has for her. And the third portion of the hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ, while in i'tikaf, and i'tikaf we know is seclusion. I'tikaf is to be in a masjid, not necessarily in the middle of the desert with no water and alone, but to be in a masjid where people pray in. So the Prophet ﷺ, while in seclusion, when did he make his i'tikaf? Usually in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. But he did it in the first 10 nights. And he did it in the middle 10 nights. And finally, he did it in the last 10 nights. And also, he made it in Shawwal. Once he got angry with his wives, because when he saw that they were all making i'tikaf with him and each one is building a tent in the masjid, he knew that this was not for Allah. It's a part of their jealousy. They want all to show that they are with him. So he told them, "Take all these tents out. I'm not making i'tikaf." But he made it up in Shawwal afterwards. So the Prophet, while in his i'tikaf, he used to bring his head near me and I would wash it while I was in my period, while I was in my menses. Now, Kaleem, tell me, what do we learn from this part?
That the woman cannot enter the masjid when she is in her menses, but...
This is exactly what I wanted to hear. Because even in Saudi Arabia, a lot of the women neglect this fact. And we hear a lot of da'is, a lot of so-called scholars saying, no, it's okay to enter the masjid if you're going to listen to a lecture or to learn something or to do hifz Quran. And this is completely prohibited. This is the choice of Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen, and all the trustworthy scholars. From these hadiths, not from their thin air, the Prophet والسلام, while in seclusion, instead of asking Aisha to come and wash his head, he used to get his head out of the masjid because he knows that it is not permissible for a woman in her menses to enter the masjid. Not only that, there is a hadith where the Prophet ﷺ instructed Mother Aisha while in i'tikaf to give him a towel or a piece of cloth, khumra. And she said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, I have my menses." And the Prophet said, "I know, your menses is not in your hand." Meaning that you can enter your hand, but your body cannot. And that is why the Prophet said, "You can give it to me, but you cannot enter the masjid to give it to me." So this is an important issue that we all have to pay attention to. Do we have any questions? Or we move on? None of you have any questions of menses? Of course not. Moving on to hadith number 44. Who'll read that to us? A volunteer? Yes, brother.
Narrated Aisha radiallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to lean on my lap and recite the Quran while I was in my menses.
This hadith is regarding the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam leaning on Mother Aisha's lap and reciting the Quran. Remember, previously we said the ruling on putting your feet in the direction of Qibla, reciting the Quran while you're sleeping, all of this, we say that this is bad etiquette. Now the Prophet is doing this with a woman with her menses, leaning down, or maybe putting his head in her lap and reciting the Quran. All of this is permissible. Don't make things difficult. As long as they were not made difficult by the Quran and Sunnah, and there never are difficult things by the Quran and Sunnah, so make things normal and natural. Unless it is disrespectful, you should avoid that. Other than that, you cannot say that this is haram or halal. And that is why Allah strongly said in the Quran, do not say to what your tongues describe to be halal or to be haram, so that you would make lies on Allah Azza wa Jal. No. What is halal is known, what is haram is known, and we should stick to that. And again, and again, and again, the way we treat our spouses are on the extreme. Unfortunately, we see this a lot. Either you find men not dealing properly with their wife. They're hard, they're harsh, they are impolite, they show no compassion and love. They refuse, as mentioned before, to eat from the same spoon or to drink from the same glass. This is one side of the equation. This is not the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The other side, we will mention inshallah just after the break, so stay tuned.